Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Evolution of Cooperation Revised Edition is Robert Axelrod's influential work in political science, game theory, and evolutionary social theory, first published in 1984 and later issued in a revised edition. The book asks how cooperation can arise among self-interested actors when no central authority forces them to behave well. Axelrod approaches this question through the iterated prisoner's dilemma, a model in which participants repeatedly choose between cooperation and defection. By combining computer tournaments, mathematical reasoning, biological analogies, and historical examples, he shows that cooperation is not merely a moral preference, but can be a successful adaptive strategy under identifiable conditions. The book is especially concerned with repeated interaction, reciprocity, retaliation, forgiveness, and the future consequences of present behavior. Its purpose is both explanatory and practical to clarify why cooperation emerges in competitive environments and to suggest how institutions, relationships, and social settings can make cooperation more likely. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, repeated interaction changes the logic of self-interest. Axelrod begins from the problem that cooperation is often individually risky. In a one-time, prisoner's dilemma, each actor has an incentive to defect, because defection can bring a better individual payoff whether the other side cooperates or defects. The central move of the book is to show that this logic changes when the same parties expect to meet again. Repetition creates a connection between present conduct and future treatment. A short-term gain from exploitation may be outweighed by future retaliation, lost trust, or the collapse of mutually beneficial exchange. Axelrod calls attention to the shadow of the future, meaning that expected future encounters discipline current behavior. This does not require altruism, moral conversion, or a powerful external enforcer. It requires that actors can recognize one another, remember past behavior, and care enough about future payoffs. The book therefore reframes cooperation as a strategic possibility within self-interest rather than as an exception to it. Secondly, tit for tat succeeds through niceness. Retaliation, forgiveness, and clarity. The best-known result in the book comes from Axelrod's computer tournaments for the iterated prisoner's dilemma. Participants submitted strategies, and the notably successful strategy was tit for tat. It begins by cooperating and then does whatever the other player did in the previous round. Axelrod emphasizes that its success did not come from clever exploitation or hidden complexity. It performed well because it was nice, meaning it did not defect first, retaliatory, meaning it answered defection promptly, forgiving, meaning it returned to cooperation once the other side did, and clear, meaning others could learn how to interact with it. These qualities matter because cooperation requires both protection against exploitation and a path back from conflict. A strategy that never retaliates invites abuse, while one that retaliates endlessly can trap both sides in costly cycles. Tit for tat illustrates a disciplined balance: be open to cooperation, punish uncooperative behavior, but avoid making punishment permanent. Thirdly, cooperation can spread when cooperative actors interact often enough. Axelrod extends the analysis from individual strategy to evolutionary dynamics. The question is not only whether a cooperative strategy can do well in a single relationship, but whether it can survive and spread in a wider population. His argument is that cooperative strategies can become stable when they gain enough interaction with one another. If cooperators are scattered among relentless defectors, they may be exploited before they can accumulate benefits. But if they form clusters, niches, or repeated relationships, they can generate high mutual payoffs and gradually become more robust. This is an important qualification to simple optimism about cooperation. The book does not claim that cooperation always emerges automatically. It depends on interaction patterns, recognition, memory, and the likelihood of future contact. Social structure matters because it determines who meets whom and how often. In this sense, cooperation is not just a property of individual virtue, it is also a property of environments that allow reciprocal behavior to be rewarded over time. Fourthly, historical and biological examples connect the model to real behavior. One reason the book became influential is that Axelrod does not present the iterated prisoner's dilemma as a purely abstract puzzle. He uses examples from politics, biology, and social life to show how reciprocal cooperation can appear in settings where central enforcement is weak or absent. A widely discussed case is the live and let live system among opposing troops in parts of the First World War trenches, where repeated encounters, local predictability, and the possibility of retaliation encouraged restraint despite the broader conflict. I see Axelrod also draws on evolutionary biology, especially the question of how cooperative behavior can arise among organisms whose behavior is shaped by survival and reproduction. And these examples do not prove that every cooperative situation is identical to the game model. Rather, they show the explanatory reach of a simple mechanism. When actors can respond to one another over time, cooperative restraint may become advantageous. The model becomes a lens for identifying the conditions that make such restraint possible. Lastly, the book offers design principles while acknowledging limits of the model. Axelrod's analysis has practical implications for institutions, diplomacy, organizations, markets, and communities. If cooperation depends on repeated interaction and reciprocal accountability, then environments can be designed to increase the durability of relationships, improve recognition, make behavior visible, and reduce incentives for one-time exploitation. The book also suggests that punishment should be proportionate and reversible, because excessive retaliation can destroy future gains. At the same time, its framework has limits. The classic model focuses on two players, repeated encounters, and relatively clear choices between cooperation and defection. Many real settings involve large groups, uncertain information, changing partners, unequal power, communication problems, and ambiguous actions. Later research has explored variations in which more generous or noise-tolerant strategies may outperform strict reciprocity. These limitations do not weaken the book's core contribution, they clarify its scope. Axelrod provides a foundational mechanism, not a complete theory of every cooperative system. Its value lies in making the conditions of cooperation analytically visible. In conclusion, the evolution of cooperation is especially valuable for readers interested in political science, economics, international relations, evolutionary biology, organizational behavior, negotiation, and game theory. It is also useful for practitioners who want a disciplined way to think about trust, retaliation, institutional design, and long-term relationships. The practical benefit of the book is that it turns cooperation from a vague ethical ideal into a set of conditions that can be examined: repeated contact, reliable memory, recognizable partners, credible response, and opportunities for renewed cooperation after conflict. Intellectually, it stands out because it combines formal modeling with accessible explanation and concrete examples, making a technical subject usable beyond specialists. Compared with many books on cooperation, it is less focused on moral exhortation and more focused on strategic mechanisms. Compared with many game theory texts, it is less abstract and more interdisciplinary, connecting computer tournaments to biological evolution, wartime behavior, and social organization. Its most distinctive contribution is the demonstration that simple reciprocal rules can perform well in competitive environments without requiring central command or universal benevolence. Readers should approach it as a foundational work rather than a final answer. Its assumptions are narrower than many real-world situations, but its concepts remain central to understanding how stable cooperation can emerge among self-interested actors. If you would like to support Robert Axelrod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.